When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, Cool Nation? It's Aiden Roberts here in Atlanta with my family, man, on draft day. Just want to let y'all know I just signed with the Cleveland Browns moments ago. Really excited and elated to get to work, man. Let's go.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Super excited for today's episode. Very special. We've got a very special guest joining us. We have running back Aiden Robbins out of BYU going to be joining us in just a few minutes. Can't wait to get all his thoughts on the draft process, coming to Cleveland, basically just how excited he is to be here in Cleveland. Hopefully he's excited. so we can't wait to talk to him here in a few minutes. Before we get to that, though, remember, if you want to get your intros and your voicemails on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail on the drop-down menu. Also, check out the merch store while you're there. We got a lot of cool t-shirt designs up there. I'm about to get myself a bunch, I think. So make sure you guys check it out. Get yourself some Dogs merch. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you don't miss any of the new episodes. We're trying really hard to get to 10,000 subscribers before the start of the season. That's a big goal of ours. So if you have already subscribed, we appreciate your support. And if you haven't yet, please do so. You can also find us on all the major social media platforms. Just search at the Dogs Podcast. And you can also just listen to the show if you prefer on Apple, Spotify, and Google. Lastly, if you're looking for more dog content, head to jointhedogs.com. Become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page. You get access to the private Discord, extra episode every week. You might get to come in the studio and hang out with us sometime, like we had for the draft party. We had 3 Dog Pack members in here. We've met multiple Dog Pack members in different cities. I've went to a game with one of them before. Justin's met a couple Dog Pack members up at games. Kenny Mack met Dog Pack members in Indy. So, I mean, it's pretty... It spans kind of the country now and a little bit of the globe. I haven't met anybody from Europe yet, but maybe one day.
I'm European.
We got some people in Scotland, all that good stuff. So if you want to hang out with Browns fans from all over the world, kind of an online Browns backers club that goes all year round, and it's way more than just Browns football. It's all sports, all Cleveland sports, all sports in general. A lot of SEC fans in there, Ohio State fans, obviously. It's just a good time for everybody involved. So you get to play fantasy football with us in the off season or during the season, which is a ton of fun. We usually have 4 leagues. Kenny Mack had to lead one for us, and a dynasty league now that's going to be going on their second year. So yeah, it's a good time for everybody in there. We've really built up a good community. It's probably my favorite thing about doing the show. So if you want to be a part of that, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member. So like I mentioned in the open, we're joined by a very special guest today, the newest Browns running back, Aiden Robbins out of BYU. Hey, man, we appreciate you taking time to be here. Are you in the Eastern time zone now? Are you still out West? Where are you these days?
No, I'm in Atlanta with my family right now.
Okay, cool. Brother. So we're not... We're not interrupting too much of your day then, so that's good. Just a little background, people who didn't catch our episode on Aiden earlier in the off season. Last couple of years at college, 1,500 rushing yards, 4.8 yards a carry, 10 touchdowns, did it at UNLV and then at BYU last year. Man, just an awesome to have you here. It's I think you have a chance to make a huge impact for the Browns going forward.
Oh, no doubt, man. I really think I can too. Watched tons of film on the Browns just from when they started talking to me in the pre-draft process back in January. Started watching film on them because I knew they were a prospective TD. And so kind of was watching film on them and seeing how I fit in their offense, how I can make immediate impact.
Well, I guess that'll kind of jump ahead a little bit, but like, how many times did you actually meet with the Browns or have calls or whatever with the team before, you know, during the process?
I'm not supposed to disclose the information, all the team, Browns the most. I talked to probably 75-80% of the league, and the Browns definitely were like the top, you know, as far as contact and mutual sure.
All right, that's fair. I mean, your play style, and we'll get into all this, but dude, it fits. Like, it fits with the Browns, it fits with Cleveland, it fits with what we want to do on offense. So this is very exciting.
Yeah, man. You know, I've talked on the phone with Coach Staley a few times, and you know, it's kind of what he was reiterating. And, you know, I'm excited to get in there, get to learn the system, get to know the coaches, get to know the players, get to know all the staff. I'm kind of in the process of doing that right now. Get to learn Coach Stefanski and, you know, get to work, man.
So we just kind of touched on your pre-draft process a little bit. I was just kind of a fun question I just thought of, and you can, if you're not allowed to share, you don't want to, that's okay too. When you're going through this draft process, what is like the interview process with these teams? Like, what was the craziest, weirdest question? You always hear about these off the wall questions. Did they ask you anything like just like really silly or off the wall that caught you off guard? You hear about some of these questions sometimes and you're like, why would they ask that?
No, I would say it's a wide variety of questions that they ask you. You know, they ask you things from what do your parents do, how'd you grow up, to do you have a girlfriend? If we draft you, is she gonna come with you? And that was probably the question that threw me off the most, because I was like, oh, like why does that matter? But I understand everything matters in this process, man. Like, these guys are doing FBI background checks. So everything matters. So you have to answer truthfully. You can't say anything, you know, you can't tell a story, you can't tell a fib, because, I mean, they will find out regardless. So, yeah, I mean, it's a job interview, man, a very extensive job interview. And so, they ask you everything, man, literally.
I found your nickname is A-Train. That's what everybody's calling you, man. So how did that come about? And then who gave you that nickname, if you can remember?
I would say they first started with calling me that in middle school. That's when I started playing running back. I want to say my parents gave it to me.
It's awesome.
Just off the top of my head. I started playing running back in middle school, and I run like a train. I'm straight ahead, and that's just kind of it just stuck.
What were you in middle school?
Everybody's been calling me.
like 60, 200 pounds in middle school.
So I guess
I was a big kid, man. I'm actually gonna tell y'all a story. When I first played football, so that's why I'm saying I didn't start playing running back until middle school. So before that, I was in Little League, right? Like playing, you know, you play for your town or your city or whatever. So when I was in Little League back in Kentucky, they have a weight limit. So like if you're over, you know, this certain amount of weight, you can't run the ball. So all my years, I always been overweight. Never could run the ball, but I was always one of the fastest people on the team. So, like, you know, coach would throw me back and running back and practice or something just to see how I do. But, yeah, I was always on offense. I'd always have to play O-line. But then on defense, you can play anything. So, I would play guard or tackle on offense and play free safety on defense. So
you don't see that very often.
And then in middle school, you know, it finally was real football, and so there was no weight limit or nothing. So I just went back there and started playing running back, and it was an actual gift for me.
We had weight limits in our league too, and I was also over the weight limit, but I unfortunately was not one of the fastest kids on the team. So
you were playing guard.
Those were tough days, man. I remember the summer weight, dude. I used to have to strip down to my boxes, man. I'm praying I'm under the weight limit. And I look at the scale, I'm like, oh, the one, I'm surprised.
I remember it was going into my sixth grade year. We had different color stripes for your helmet if you were over the weight. And all off season, my coach said, if you're underweight, you can at least play fullback. And I was so excited. And then it was weigh-in day, and I got a red stripe. And I was like, well, it was like the most depressing day of my youth. I had to just go play guard the rest of it in my life.
Bro, my daddy used to put me on the treadmill. I used to try to lose weight, everything. it just, you know, it didn't work out for me. I was a big kid. I wasn't fat, but I was a big kid.
I wish I could say the same. we kind of talk about how big you've been, you know, your whole life, bigger kid in middle school. Now, obviously, if for the people watching who don't know, I mean, 6'2", 235 pounds, if, you know, correct me if I'm adding pounds to you. I don't want to make you look, you know, but just huge bruising running back. And that's kind of the style of football you play. But one thing we wanted to touch on was your ability to catch pass. You had 23 catches, 125 yards and a score in 2022. Do you think that's kind of like an underrated part of your game, catching the ball out of the backfield?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I'm pretty versatile. I feel like I can do everything, man. Anything a smaller back can do, I feel like I can do that as well. That's why when I'm studying running backs, I study smaller guys. Obviously, I study guys that, you know, share the same vitals as me, you know, Derrick Henry, Eddie George, Latavius Murray, guys like that. But I also like to study smaller backs, Barry Sanders, Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey, and just, you know, see how their game can translate to my game, just making me a better back all around. We didn't really utilize the running back a whole lot in the past game this past season at BYU. So obviously we didn't see a ton of like stats in that regard, but I definitely feel like I can make an impact in the passing game as well.
I was going to say, one of the things that I was reading about you, and they were talking about, you know, Aiden Robbins is declaring for the draft, BYU, what are they going to do at running back next year? And they were really focusing, what I was reading about, your pass protection. And I thought, ooh, that is key. Like, that is a big way for you to get on the field early on in the NFL and really make your impact. So talk a little bit about pass protection and how you think you do in that, you know, aspect of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you kind of, you know, when you're talking about pass protection as the running back, you kind of have to switch that mentality, go from a running back to a linebacker. I had offers out of high school to play linebacker at SEC schools. So it's just like, I'm not afraid to go fit up a linebacker. Nugget, they just as big as me. That's the mentality you have to have when you're playing running back. It's not just a glory position where you get the ball. Anybody can run the football, but how can you play without the ball in your ear? Can you run routes? Can you get open? Can you pass protect? Because, I mean, that's part of your job. That's part of the job description. So, I mean, pass protection means just as much to me as getting the ball on a zone play or catching an arrow route.
I think that's a good way to become kind of like an every down back. Is you always hear, especially younger players, is, oh, they don't, the pass protection's where they're lacking, so we can't have them on the field and obvious passing situations, that kind of stuff. So I think if you're a willing blocker and it's something you can pick up quickly, like Josh said, it's a great way to get on the field early and often when you get to the league.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Browns fans, Mother's Day is coming up, and if you are having a cookout or a get together with friends and family and whatever, you want to make sure you have the best food available, and that's Omaha Steaks. Head to omahasteaks.com/dogs right now. They're doing their spring sale, 50% off site wide. Plus, you know it, you get $30 off your order when you use promo code DOGS, DAWGS, when you check out. Get all the good stuff for Mother's Day. Grill out some steaks, burgers, chicken, Jumbo Franks, brats. They've got seafood, they've got appetizers, they've got desserts, they even have wine. Everything you need for a great Mother's Day cookout or just any cookout this spring, make sure you get it from Omaha Steaks. They've got the best stuff and the best prices. This is a great deal. You cannot get better food for this deal in the stores. The stores are just screwing us right now. This is awesome. Take advantage. I've been promoting Omaha Steaks for like 3 or 4 years now because I love them. I buy their stuff all the time. The freezer always has Omaha Steaks. I don't even know what's in there half the time. We just pull it out and start eating because it's so good. Give it a try if you haven't. And if you already have, you know how great it is. Get ready for Mother's Day with Omaha Steaks at omahasteaks.com/dogs. 50% off site-wide during the annual spring sale. And get that extra $30 off with promo code DOGS when you check out. Minimum order may apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we kind of talked about how you watch smaller running backs, and then you mentioned guys like Eddie George and Derrick Henry. It got me thinking, is there anybody that you model your game off of, or like somebody that you watch and you're like, and you just like, this is a guy you've kind of watched for a couple years and you're really into the way he plays the game? Is, you know, like, who are some of the guys in the league that you really like look into when you play?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say Derrick Henry is probably the guy I watch the most. We watched a lot of his film. You know, it really motivated me, especially like my eighth grade freshman year when he was at Alabama. I was like, okay, like, he's a big running back. I know I can do it too. And so he definitely, you know, was kind of like a trailblazer for bigger backs. And so I really favor his game. I watched a lot of him. I watched all old school backs too. You know, I go as far back as Jim Brown, you know, Cleveland Brown, great, or Earl Campbell,
yeah,
Eric Dickerson. Eddie George, who was a client of my agent Lamont Smith over at All Pro Sports Entertainment. So you know, hopefully I get a chance to meet Eddie one day. But yeah, man, he's definitely someone I look up to as well.
Where Eddie George was probably my favorite football player when I was growing up. He played at Ohio State, and then the Browns didn't have a team for a couple of years, so then I went and followed the Titans because he was playing for the Titans there with Steve McNair. So if you get to meet Eddie George, tell him I said hi. He's not going to know who you're talking about, but I'll feel good. Go ahead.
So, you know, you're built like a big, you know, bruising running back. But when we're watching, we watch the film and like we see this great vision and like good speed, and I don't see like, do you prefer like contact, or do you like, are you more of a finesse running back? Because I mean, I think you could probably lay the wood on people.
We've definitely seen both.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But like, what do you prefer?
I mean, honestly, I prefer to score touchdowns.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't matter to me, man. And, you know, I just love having the ball in my ears. I mean, if someone gets in my way, it's like, okay, well, you know, this person's stopping me from trying to get where I want to go. So, you know, whatever you got to do, make them miss or run them over, whatever it is, in my eyes, I just have to fall forward. And so that's just kind of how I think as a running back. And, definitely don't want to be like a one-dimensional guy. Mm-hmm. But, man, yeah, I definitely like to be physical. I think physicality is a big part of my game, for sure.
I will say, just, you know, it's not so much a question, just wanted to tell you, like, just from watching some film on you and stuff, it's very impressive for me when I see a human being the size that you are be able to make a quick cut and go. And that's what impressed me some of the most watching you, is your vision. Like Justin said, you would see where the lane would open up, and maybe it's not where you were supposed to be going, but you could see it and you put your foot in the ground and you went. And like your game speed is very quick.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that. That's just obviously a testament to the, you know, God, to be good at what I do. And then obviously my trainer, my old Corey Taylor, man, he's been training me since I was 12 years old. And he played running back in the league as well, man. And, you know, we've done a ton of work, a ton of explosion, and just overall increasing my sports performance, man. And he's a really good dude, and I'm happy to say that as my trainer.
We've seen the league, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, like the bigger style running back was maybe more of the prototypical running back. And then the league kind of shifted into like going very spread, wide open, all about speed, getting guys in space. But now you're seeing these rules on the defensive side of the ball. You can't hip drop tackle anymore. So it's going to be tough to tackle guys from behind. You're seeing defenses go a lot smaller, especially in the linebacker area, because they need these sideline to sideline guys to cover in space. So do you think like the rules and the way the game is kind of shifted to speed opens up now, like there's gonna be a transition back to the bigger and back now that the defense, I mean, you're bigger than most of the linebackers you're gonna be going against, or at least a lot of them. The DBs don't want to come up and try to tackle you head on. They're not allowed to tackle you from behind anymore. Like, do you think the game is kind of transitioning and opening up to the bigger style running back kind of coming back and having an impact on the game again?
Yeah, I definitely think that we're making a comeback in a way. Obviously, there's not an abundance of big backs like there was, you know, back in the day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's almost like when there is one, you got to be the unicorn type of guy. And especially for the Browns, man, I mean, it's a rugged offense. It's a rugged city, blue-collar, man. Blue-collar conference is what the AFC North is. No joke, man. And I really feel like having big backs, like Dee Foreman and myself, you know, that can help, you know, open up the pass game and, you know, help open it up for the smaller backs to come in and make an impact as well.
So was it just Derrick Henry signing with the Ravens? Is that why you picked Cleveland?
Hey, I'm excited to see him this year, man. I'm crazy excited.
No, you're absolutely right, because I mean, now of course Derrick Henry's in the division, and we've got Najee Harris, and Zach Moss is not a small guy. I mean, there's the running game is going to be pretty fun to watch in the AFC North. You're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah. This is big boy football, man. The AFC North, you got the Steelers, you got the Browns, you got the Bengals, you got the Ravens. I mean, historically, those are all run-first teams. And, I mean, they're all – this is a bruising conference, man. It's real football. And, you know, I'm excited to get into it. I think I fit right in, man. I have a blue-collar style of play. I'm playing for a blue-collar team, and I'm ready to do the work.
So you met with the Browns. We covered it a bunch of times. You met with them the most, you said, of any other team. So then what was it about Cleveland that made you want to sign with the Browns? Like, was it just all the interest they showed you? Was it opportunity? Have you got to come to Cleveland and see the facilities at all? Anything like that?
I would say it's pretty much a mutual mix of everything. obviously, their interest in me. The city, the offense, just kind of all aligned for me, opportunity. And, you know, I'm excited, man. Coaching staff, you want to play for great coaches. You want to play for guys that can put you in a better situation to succeed. And I just felt like that was what I was going to get in Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, so the draft obviously is over and all of that is over, done within the books. You know, you sign on as an undrafted free agent. And I was looking up the stats the other day to do a podcast episode, because I wanted to make sure I had it right. And 30% of the NFL right now is made up of undrafted players. I think there's somewhere around 500 total players in the league that were undrafted right now. So, I mean, just because I think a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, guys who weren't drafted, that's not the case. Like, UDFAs make rosters. And I really do think that you've got a good opportunity ahead of you here over the summer and training camp and preseason to really make a push for this roster, man.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, there's never a doubt in my mind about that. I mean, I know what it was when I came in. I mean, it's work, man. This is my job. I just got to go in and prove myself every day and get to work, man, and it just make an impact on the team.
You brought up Deuce Daly earlier, you know, when you were doing your calls and stuff like that. He just came into the organization as the new running back coach. Just wanted to ask you, just, you know, like, what's your impressions? And then, you know, he's kind of a legend a little bit, you know, as a player, and he's also making his name for himself as a coach now. Just wanted to ask you about him.
Yeah, Deuce is a great dude, man. Can't wait to get in and learn from him. You know, take a lot of his lessons and apply that to my game every day. I mean, there's really a whole trail named after this guy. And, you know, I really didn't know a whole lot about him. I didn't even know he was really coaching until he started talking. I was like, oh, snap, like, this dude's an NFL coach. And so, you know, I'll just begin to know him over the course of this process, man. And I just can't wait to get in there and soak in and retain all the information he provides me with.
That's awesome. Well, do you guys want to play that voicemail from Kenny?
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
Okay, so here's voicemail from Kenny Mack, our boy up in Canada.
Yo, guys, it's Kenny Mack, and if I had a couple questions for Aiden Robbins, I would ask him, number one, what set him off against Oklahoma? What a wild game. Number two, I'm a Vegas guy, so I don't know how you get anything done living in Las Vegas, but he did. And last but not least, what was his go-to spot in Vegas for burgers or just to hang out? I'm out.
Let's start with that Oklahoma game because that was a fun one.
Yeah. So the Oklahoma game, you know, I kind of just was talking to my offensive coordinator, Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, over the course of the week, we knew that, you know, inside zone was going to hit for us. You know, we block it up the best. We have the most, you know, our percentage of success running inside zone. It's really efficient, man. And so I was like, look, just give me the ball. Let me do what I do. We're going to run inside zone, and it was going to stop us. And, you know, we came out the gate, first play of the game, went for 20. And like at that moment, I was like, oh yeah, just keep giving me the ball. Let's do it. They can't stop this. And so we just kept running inside zone, literally same play, man. Same play. And they just couldn't stop it. It wasn't nothing different. We didn't change up any schemes. We just ran inside zone and they just couldn't stop it. Simple as that.
It was man on man, and you guys outmanned them.
Yeah.
So like Kenny said, then you're in Las Vegas for school. How do you get anything done? Cause I went to Las Vegas a couple times and I didn't do anything productive.
I'm telling you, man, Vegas is a very special place, dude. It's a very special place. You can lose a lot, but you can gain a lot in Vegas. And for me, you know, I kind of saw it as an opportunity for me to change the course of my career. Take advantage of the opportunity that was given to me by Coach Arroyo, you know, believing in my talents, my abilities to come in and, you know, be that guy for him. And so, you know, I kind of took that as a challenge and went in. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of outside doors, anything, everything is accessible in Vegas. So it's really up to you with, you know, how you spend your time. And, you know, I spend my time in the film room, in the weight room, and in the training room, and just trying to get better. Obviously, I mean, yeah, I have fun every night, dude. Maybe we won a game or something, but you know, that wasn't my priority. You definitely gotta have your head on straight, your babies.
I think that's maybe something that people would underlook as a fan, but I think that front offices and GMs around the league would look at a guy who's having success at a school that's in Las Vegas, and he's the guy who's in the weight room. He's not out on the strip. Like, if you can keep your head on straight in Las Vegas, you can keep your head on straight in Cleveland in Cleveland. You know what I mean? So
I literally went from Vegas to Provo, Utah. So like, I'm anywhere I go, I'll be fine.
Yeah. I went to Utah for work last year. Not a lot to do. I was in Salt Lake and I was like, what is going on here? Where am I?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask if you're already in Cleveland or not. You said you're down in Atlanta. So basically,
yep.
If you get up to Cleveland, you need to know some good grub spots. Hit us up.
Yep.
Clearly, I know all the good spots. Yep.
all the Browns fans to inbox me their favorite spots and eat all the good
food. Oh, we can definitely do that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You heard him, Browns fans. Jump in his inbox. Let him know where all the good food spots are up there. So we'll wrap this thing up. We appreciate you coming on here, taking time. I know this is probably like a crazy busy time in your life right now, all the draft process and signing with a football team, all that good stuff. So we really appreciate you getting back to us and jumping on here and taking the time with us.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all for having me, man. I love this podcast. It's great.
Well, we appreciate you being here. Hopefully we'll get to catch you in person up at camp. We usually get up to camp at least once or twice a year. So hopefully we can run into you up there, say what's up, and we can't wait to watch you in the brown and orange this year.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I can't wait to meet y'all in person, man. Dog pound, go brown.
Well, we want to give a huge thank you to Aiden Robbins for being here with us today, joining us on the show. We love having Browns players on. We appreciate you getting back to us in such a timely manner, coming in, hanging out with us when you just now got to the team. I'm sure it's a busy time, so we're greatly appreciative of his time today joining us. Hopefully you guys all enjoyed the interview, and hopefully we get to see him in Cleveland, you know, for a long time coming. Scoring a lot of touchdowns for the Browns. Again, we appreciate everybody who's been watching, hanging out with us throughout the offseason. Hopefully we can snag a couple more Browns interviews for you guys heading into the offseason, heading into the thick of training camp, stuff like that. We appreciate you guys being here, always supporting the show. One more thank you to Aiden, and everybody have a good week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.